Blog Talk Radio.
Her name is Pamela Geller. You might not know that name. Then again, maybe you do. She is pretty famous or infamous, depending on your politics. She is the author of Fatwa, Hunted in America. This is a woman who seems to have taken on the religion of Islam, or jihadists, or radical Islam, almost all by herself. She has been fighting for individual rights, especially as it relates to how Islam has been corrupting those rights for quite a long time. She had the groundbreaking website Atlas Shrugs. She has been responsible for adding to the defeat of that Ground Zero mosque project in New York. She had a Muhammad art exhibit and cartoon contest in Texas, and because of that, all sorts of stuff happened, and not too much of it is very good, including now. She is looks like the social media, whether it's Facebook or YouTube or Google, seem to be out to get her. A little background on her. Founder, editor, and publisher of the Geller Report and president of the American Freedom Defense Initiative and Stop Islamization of America. She, again, is the author of this runaway bestseller, Fatwa, Hunted in America. And, well, Pamela Geller, welcome to One Dimitri Radio. How you doing?
Very well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
What is a fatwa?
A fatwa is an Islamic ruling. And in my case, and in the case of Salman Rushdie and the Charlie Hebdo French Satirical Weekly, it is a death sentence. It is a death sentence for violating Islamic law. There are blasphemy laws under Islamic law that says you cannot criticize Islam. You cannot depict Muhammad. And if you do, it's punishable by death. And we are seeing here in America, 21st century America, this law sort of insidiously but most definitely, you know, infecting the our freedoms. We are abridging our freedoms in order to, accommodate this savage ideology. And after Garland, for example, which, by the way, was held in response to
Garland,
Texas, we had a Muhammad art exhibit. We had an art competition. And we held it because in that same venue, in that same room, Muslim leaders, 3 days after the Hebdo slaughter, held a conference in support of the ideology behind that bloodbath. Wouldn't it have been wonderful if Muslim leaders after the Hebdo slaughter stood for the freedom of speech? But no, they had a Stand with the Prophet conference in support of the Sharia behind that slaughter. So we had a conference in support of the freedom of speech to show that Muhammad had been depicted all for the past hundreds of years without people getting killed. And it was being used now, literally violent intimidation to impose Islamic law across the West. And as you know, they tried to kill us. My security apparatus, I had hired security team and SWAT, took them out. And if you saw the subsequent reporting in the media, I was blamed that I was being provocative. Excuse me, showing a cartoon in America in the 21st century is being provocative and warrants a death sentence? What happened to this country? But the NM media is aligned with the jihad force, so they were very antagonistic towards me. Not Americans. Americans overwhelmingly, just like the Ground Zero mosque, the media wanted, but the American people didn't, supported what I was trying to do. But the fact is that as an American standing in defense of freedom, I am living under constant death threat. And while regular readers and supporters of my work know I never talk about the personal side of my work, I felt it was time to tell my story. I felt it was time to talk about the toll, what is required of you if you need to stand in defense of the freedom of speech, freedom of conscience, individual rights, and equality for all before the law. It's a very, very dangerous proposition in 21st century America.
What is the toll you have to pay?
Well, I'm living under constant death threat, and I need this incredible security apparatus, and my life is not my own anymore. That's an incredible, that is a freedom that I have relinquished in order to fight for freedom, ironically enough.
How do you know the threats are real? Couldn't any Muslim cleric declare a fatwa? I mean, pretty much anyone can do it. They don't seem to have the hierarchy like the Catholic Church does.
Agreed. And there were a number of death threats before the official fatwa. But once the Islamic State issued their ruling, and if you want, you can go to Google Images or Bing Images and Google or Bing or DuckDuckGo Geller Fatwa, Geller, you know, you will see the official Islamic document calling for my death.
Good grief. I'm talking with Pamela Geller, Fatwa, Hunted in America, available at Better Bookstores and Amazon Online. Amazon Online. Of course it's Amazon Online. And let me help me understand something. When you are talking about Islam, are you referring to virtually everyone who practices that religion, or are you referring to a majority of the people who practice the religion, or a small percentage of the people who practice the religion? What are we talking about here?
I'm not talking about people. I'm not anti-Muslim. People that know my work know I help Muslim girls that don't want to wear the hijab, that want to live free, get them to safe houses if they live in devout households where their freedom, their desire, their quest for freedom is met with violence or threats of death. No, my issue is with an ideology that calls for misogyny, creed apartheid, gender apartheid, Islamic anti-Semitism, and these death requirements for anyone who blasphemes. I have no problem with people. I love people. I don't care if you worship a stone. Just don't stone me with it. That's where I draw the line. My issue is not against any human being. My issue is with an ideology that calls for supremacism and death if you do not submit.
Tell me about the apparent blackout that you are claiming in your video on Facebook regarding social media. What is Google doing to you? What is Facebook doing to you? What is Twitter doing to you?
Well, it's not a claim. It's actually a fact. Once President Trump was elected, things changed dramatically. Perhaps under President Obama, we were perceived as nothing more than a nuisance, that they would swat at us once in a while. But they had the power, so there was no, you know, they didn't really have to do anything. But once President was shocked with the election of President Trump, and they looked to blame, and they blamed websites like mine, and how did we get the word out? We got the word out by going on social media. And so these social media managers are uniformly leftist. You have Facebook. Look, on my page, I have well over a million followers. They blocked my news feed. My website feeds to my Facebook page. They blocked my news feed. And Google AdSense has suspended my account. No ads anymore. So they're starving us out. They said my site was dangerous and derogatory. I'm posting news stories, for goodness sakes, well-sourced news stories. Google has scrubbed all search results that are critical of Islam. It's all Islamic apologetics. And my 40,000-plus posts from my website have been scrubbed from Google search. Pinterest does not allow you to share my links. Pinterest says they're inappropriate content. YouTube terminated my account after 12 years. I've had a YouTube account for 12 years. And if it wasn't for the media outcry, the social media outcry by my followers and Twitterers, it would never have been reinstated. This is something that really we're suing the Department of Justice right now. We're challenging Section 230 of the FEC code that grants immunity to social media giants. We need legislation, or we need antitrust laws. Look, they took down my bill. President Clinton sued Microsoft. We need to remove the immunity that these social media giants enjoy. I mean, when you have the CEO of Facebook go to Pakistan and meet with the interior minister to assure him that they would enforce the Sharia, that they would scrub, censor, and delete any post critical of Islam. This is a major communications company in the West going to Pakistan to assure them that they would adhere to the most brutal and extreme ideology on the face of the earth. Let me tell you something. We have a problem.
How do you support yourself then?
Well, listen, readers donate, they contribute. I have the book, which I need people to buy desperately, and there are other feeds on my site that pay marginally It's really, you know, what's interesting, we're against this enormously funded machine where you have Apple raising money for the hate machine, the Southern Poverty Law Center. You have the CEO of the MGM Resorts International in Las Vegas matching contributions to terror-tied groups like CARE. Nobody does this with our organizations. I have American Freedom Defense Initiative. Nobody does this with our groups. It is a struggle. We count on the support of the individual. That's how we get our work done, and which is why you don't see, these massive campaigns by us, because we just don't have that kind of money.
Are you accepted by talk radio? That is, are you on a lot of talk radio stations, or is there a blackout regarding that you as well there?
I'm not on a lot of talk radio stations. I have a regular Jazz McKay gig and Jamie and the Allman in the morning. A lot of local, but national, no way.
Local,
no. I mean, everyone. Nope. Local markets, but no national. Listen, people are afraid of this subject, but I submit to you they should be more afraid of staying silent, because believe me, our children and our children's children are going to pay with blood.
One last question before I hand my microphone to you so you can have the last word, and that is, what is it about Islam politically in this country that causes so many people on the left to defend it when everyone knows that many adherents of Islam are homophobic and misogynistic and anti-free speech? Everything that the left supposedly stands for, Islam, for many, the way many practice it, not all, but many, is the antithesis of that, and yet you have the left defending it and attacking people who stand up to Islam. Why is that?
Because the left aligned itself with whatever totalitarian ideology there is of the day. 100 years ago, it was communism or Stalinism or the National Socialist Workers' Party, which is Nazism. I mean, read Mein Kampf, read Adolf Hitler. He was a Jew hater, but he was a hard leftist. The idea that they say that it's a right-wing ideology is part of the leftist deception, the narrative that they advance and say it enough that people believe it. But the fact is the eternal struggle is not left versus right. The eternal struggle is the individual versus the state. Individualism, which is the basic foundation of my work, individual rights, versus collectivism, versus statism. Now listen, under Islam, there is no unique soul. And the Sharia, Islamic law, is the best system of governance for control. And that's what the left wants. The left wants to control the people, which is why it's a perfect marriage. The leftist Islamic, the red-green alliance, is a natural marriage. It is not surprising at all.
My goodness. Well, I always give my guests the last word. So, Pamela Geller, the author of Fatwa Hunted in America, my microphone is yours.
Well, I am but a proxy in this terrible long war. What has happened to me is what happens in small and large ways to every American who stands for freedom. And so I urge your listeners to get the book, to share the book, because no one is going to tell this story. Everything that they've ever heard or read about me is simply not true, and it's critical that they know what they're up against. It's like you're Helen Keller and someone moved the furniture. You're being disarmed in the information battle space, and this is where the war is right now. All the bullets and the bombs and the bloodshed comes as a result of what happens in this war of ideas. And we have been blacklisted from college campuses. We've been blacklisted from academia. We've been blacklisted from the media. The only way to get this word out is via social media, where they're blacklisting us now and you. Please get this book. Go to fatwabook.org. Go to gellerbook.com or Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Order it today. If I have enough pre-orders, I can get into the stores. This is really what I want to do, just so I can get outside my sphere of influence. I want to widen. We need to widen the circle where we can influence people. Yes, I love my readers. I know they'll buy the book, and I'm sure it'll do fine, and it's not that. It's that we need to educate those around us who are misinformed. Yeah, there are people that are dogmatic, that no matter what, you can never change their mind. But there are critical thinking Americans who don't have the information. This book will give you the ammo you need to get armed in the information battle space. I urge you, Fatwa, Hunted in America, the story of an American fighting in defense of freedom who was targeted for death every single day.
My goodness gracious. Pamela Geller, thank you so much for joining us here on One Dimitri Radio, and I hope you have a great day.
Yeah, I'll try. Thank you so much for having me.